Hello, welcome to another episode of Saturday Nuggets with Kojeyanka. Good morning. Before we get into Nuggets today, I'm excited about Amazing Grace for Grenfell. This is an event from a survivor to the survivors per the devastating fire at Grenfell Tower, and it's being put together. It's a gospel and a conscious fundraiser for our brothers that survived the Grenfell fire. It's coming on the 29th of September this year. That's coming Friday at the Tabernacle, 34-35 Powers Square in London. Postcode is W112AY. Mark it in your diaries. I'm going to be there. Today we are looking at a phenomenon that can easily entrap your relationship. That is, being physically present but emotionally abandoning the relationship. When your utterances start going the direction of, I don't care what he or she does, I'm just here because of the children, whatever he does to his or her life, I really don't care, then your relationship, it's on a slipping slope. As much as being physically present, you need to be emotionally affectionate to your partner. If not, then the relationship will be pear-shaped. Deuteronomy 31, the verse number 6, the Bible says, don't fear or tremble before them, because the Lord your God will not leave you nor forsake you. It means that you can be physically present but forsake the relationship. That's what we are talking about. It's not enough for you not to leave. It is also important not to forsake the relationship, because it can be emotionally trenching to be there and not connect. That is what I'm talking about. The two go hand in hand. Not leave, but also don't forsake. Don't leave. That is the first premise, because you got to be there to work it. But if you are not working it, but you are physically present, then it will create problems. But how do we find ourselves in these situations? It's simple. We are too much engulfed in this love business. And you don't love me anymore. And I don't love you anymore. And it goes on and on and on. You know what? If you would take time to build a relationship, love will take care of itself. Let's do the little things in the relationship. Can I help you with your ironing? Can I help you in the kitchen? How about going to wash the car? That is what I'm talking about. We are looking for some grandeur thing in the relationship, and we are abandoning the little things. Can I polish your shoe for you? When you take time to build the relationship, love will take care of itself. Because as you are doing these things on a daily basis, then you are building the relationship. It's kind of like someone going to build a house and there is already a structure on the building or on the site. You first of all need to demolish that. But when you demolish it, it might look like you are destroying it. But the truth of the matter is that you are building. So there is a difference between demolishing and leaving the building to deteriorate. So you need to take your time to get your intention right. That is what I'm talking about. So that the relationship can stand. There cannot be love where there is no relationship. That is what I'm talking about. So if you are going to get the relationship right, you need to work on it, intentionally build on it. And that is what I'm talking about. It's not enough to be physically present. You need to take time to build the relationship so that you don't forsake it. your nugget for today. The only ingredient missing in your relationship is the absence of your presence. Take time to be present and let your presence be felt. You've been listening to Kojo Yanka on Saturday Nugget. Give me a ring on 079-50-497-11. Text, WhatsApp, check the Nuggets page, and let's do it again on Saturday. Guess what? Don't forget the event, Amazing Grace for Grenfell, on the 29th of September, this Friday. Stay blessed.